You're live.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Internet Explorers. I'm Tim Geddes. This is Nick Scarpino, and we are, in fact, the Internet Explorers. Nick, how you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm hanging in there. Quarantine week number 94, and everything's starting to feel the same. I've decided that in order to stay sane, I'm going to just put together looks for every week of quarantine that are athleisure themed. Okay. So this is my newest look, and I'm just going to wear this until my wife tells me it's time to change.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. So what's the look? Just gray?
Just the gray. Last week was like the first 4 weeks of quarantine were black on black. I was doing this sort of like Chris D'Elia look, black on black, white shoes. Today it's going to be a little bit more muted tones. I'm wearing the Heather Gray, of course, sweatshirt that I was wearing yesterday on the In Review. And then, of course, the same, we're just doing the camo pants with matching socks.
One day we'll get the Dobre sweatpants, but until then.
Well, my wife told me I couldn't do the funny joke that I wanted to do.
What did you want to do, Nick?
Maybe I should do it still.
Okay, just do it. Just fucking do it. I'm excited.
No, I found leggings. I was trying to get some made that had my name on it. Damn it, my camera's not focusing now. Focus camera. And the only place I could find was they didn't make joggers, but they made all white leggings that would put my name on the dick. Great. And my wife vetoed that. She was like, "That's $40. We'll never get back."
No, never. But hey, it'll look good though. I'd pay for that. I'd pay to see it. So a couple updates here on Internet Explorer. So now that we are all in quarantine, we're getting a little bit more used to how this is all going and how the shows are working and what resources need to go into things. The new schedule going forward is going to be there's going to be two interviews a week. Starting with Back to the Future and Transformers. We Have Cool Friends will continue. Greg's going to keep getting awesome guests. Screencast will continue. Internet Explorers and KFAF are going to alternate weeks to allow Nick and Andy a little bit more time to edit the and shoot the various bits and stuff for KFAF. And we don't want to get rid of this show because the show's fucking fun to do. So every Wednesday, it will alternate starting with this now, which is why there's not a KFAF right now. A lot of people are probably confused. But there's your answers. No confusing it anymore. I'm sure everyone will understand. It'll be extremely clear.
Also, we haven't heard from Andy in like 4 days, so it's possible.
Yeah, that's true. He definitely might be dead. You gotta love Andy, man. So I'm gonna tell the story right now. So the review for Final Fantasy VII Remake embargo was a couple days ago. We did the games cast. It's live. It's fantastic. People are loving it. We love the game. It's all good stuff. Andy was the only one of us that hadn't beaten it yet. And that was okay because he wasn't planned to be on the show to begin with. So we had five people on. So he was just the extra guy. But then we announced that we're doing a spoiler cast for the game this week that we're going to record to put out. And Andy was like, I want to be a part of that. So I'm going to beat the game as soon as possible to be able to do this. I get a text from him last night at midnight that's saying, Tim, fuck, I really fucked up. I looked at the calendar and I thought that screencast was I thought I had another day for gamescast but I don't, so I've been playing Valorant for fucking all day when I should have been playing Final Fantasy, and I'm fucked. I didn't see that text last night. I woke up to it this morning, but I also woke up to looking at Andy's Instagram at about 3 hours ago, so 13 hours from when he last texted me.
Right,
his stories are saying, I've been up all night playing Final Fantasy, finally going to bed. And it's like, huh, that was in the morning. So Andy's probably in night town right now.
Oh, Andy's been, yeah. I mean, let's put it this way. Andy, when he doesn't have to go to work, gets lost in that room anyway. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't think he has any windows in that room. I think it's like a Vegas hotel where he has no idea what time it is. And he starts playing some sort of first-person shooter right around usually 1 o'clock in the morning and just goes. Yeah. And I don't even know how he does it because I'm on my couch by midnight. Lately, I've been snacking a little bit and watching Psych, and then I'm passed out by 12.
Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed.
Zero. It's my comfort food, literally and figuratively speaking.
But the worst thing about Andy right now is I don't know if he beat it. I don't know if he's ready for the review, and there's no way to communicate with him.
There's none. I mean, if only he lived with another one of our employees that we could hit up, but I guess that might be a boundary issue. Evidently, he and Barrett do not talk at all when they're there. I was like, did Barrett give you the peep that I got for you? And he's like, what?
Who's Barrett?
And I was like, what the fuck do you guys do? Like, do you just not talk to in the room?
I can imagine what it's like. I can imagine Barrett just like nipping at the door, just like scratching it. Like,
he just does the thing cats do where they go under the door, they try to get the doorknob.
And also from Frozen. Mm-hmm. And like, Andy's just in there being a little chilly bitch, you know?
Oh, God. Do you want to build a snowman with me, Andy? No. I want to play Valorant. Is that how you say that?
Or I think so.
Right?
I think it's Valorant.
I don't think so. That's the first time I've heard that pronounced.
Andy said it's Valorant, but also it could be like Valorium and the lost city of my of all that money that Luc Besson spent on that movie.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. There's no way to find out.
Tim.
Mm-hmm.
The chat will tell us.
Shout out your fucking color scheme you got going on right now.
Thank you. Thank you. I decided I've only changed it from blue twice. This is now obviously green to match my fucking crazy jacket. I can't even call it dope. It's such a weird jacket.
It's a cool jacket.
But
it's called the Anorak.
There was one time I did a yellow to match what I was wearing, and I enjoyed that quite a bit too. You mentioned earlier, Nick, the Vegas syndrome of being in a room,
right?
And, not knowing what time it is. When I make this shit blue, like because everything in here is blocked out.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter if it's midnight. It feels like it's 2 p.m.
Can you turn off the overhead light and just keep the LEDs on?
I can. It just doesn't look great.
Let me see what it looks like. I want to see this. Kevin, have you seen him do this? I assume you helped him set all this stuff up, right?
I haven't seen him do it with it looks
because the camera will you need actually, to lock it.
I feel like that looks really cool.
That looks dope.
If you changed it to blue, I think it'd look really cool with the
I like the green because it's
I like the green
on the sleeves.
Yeah.
You know, I understand that, but I'm saying like for this look where he's just lit up and then we've got the what is that?
That looks dope.
The peep that everyone got except for me.
I got Joey one and she hasn't used it yet. Do you want me to get you one?
I would really like Joey's peep.
What color peep do you want? And don't say blue because I had green? They do not have green, sadly. They only have purple. Yellow, pink, purple, and blue.
Would it bother you if I like when I did the where's the no what did I do?
Hold on. There we go.
There it is. If in the background there was just a like a big old Bowie knife? What is it called? The hunting knife?
A Bowie knife?
Yeah, Bowie knife with the peep like nailed to the wall.
I mean that's aggressive.
But well, I'm just saying like I don't know of a practical way to put it up in my current setup.
I feel like duct tape would probably be easier. Stabbing it through its little fluffy heart with a Bowie knife. Seems aggressive, but you know what, Kevin? Let's audition it. Let's see what it looks like.
I think it'd be a good look for the background of my set. Because right now I have nothing.
So if a peep were to arrive someplace where you could get it, what color would you want it to be? Purple?
But yeah, purple would be dope.
Because I went back and forth with this for Tim. Because I was like, Tim and I do a lot of shows together, and I already got a blue one. And my wife was like, are you going to get Tim a blue one? And I was like, I think I have to get Tim a blue one.
You have to. Yeah, I appreciate that.
I was going
to
get you a yellow one so that we all had – or a pink one so that we all had different colored ones. Mm-hmm. But then Danielle was like, you should do that. And then I was like, I don't think Tim would be in on that joke.
No.
Yeah, I'll get you a pink one.
That'd be great.
You can steal Joey. She's not going to use it. And even if she does, we're not going to be able to see it in the clutter of her room.
She's definitely going to use it. Tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Internet Explorers. Every other week here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, we get together and just explore the internet, have some fun. I totally just went into robot mode there and I was about to just say some shit that's not applicable to the show, but it doesn't matter. Because like I was saying, this is Internet Explorers. You can watch it live on Twitch, you can watch it later on youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, or you can listen to it by searching for Internet Explorers with the Z on your favorite podcast service. You can get the show ad-free by going to patreon.com/kindoffunny, just like our Patreon producers did. Mohammed, Justin Toft, Das Bear Jew, and Black motherfucking Jack. Thank you all for doing that. It's time for a little housekeeping here, Kev. Can you bring up the store?
Joey's texting me now. She's pissed. I heard that. I haven't been on the show since she dropped it off. I'm just saying, Joey, if there's a way, if you really wanted to show the peep off, you would have found a way to be on Back to the Future's interview yesterday. Just saying. And also, you were supposed to hide Tim's like right in the corner of where, like, see where that the monitor or the screen meets the corner. That's where I want it, just underneath. So you just saw its little belly button. That would have been
amazing. Yeah. Kev, can you bring this up? Is Kev here?
Yeah, he's here. He might be muted right now. Kev, we can't hear you. Muted.
Yeah. I mean, it's up. You just can't see the transition. I've been actually nailing. I'm really proud right now. You guys were talking just about the your square, and I switched over to just you. And then you said bring this up, and I switched it over. So, you know, maybe I'm nailing.
I trust you. Yeah. It's up. Let's talk about it.
So here we go. PS, I love you shirt. You can get it. It's official. It's real. Now you can be at home, working from home. A lot of people doing their custom Zoom backgrounds. Well, guess what would look good in front of one of those? You wearing this shirt. Do it.
By God. Have you seen, do you have it in this doc, all that thread about all the custom Zoom backgrounds that people are doing?
No, where was that? Was that in the Slack?
I don't know if I Slacked that one. I Slacked so many different BuzzFeed articles, but there's one that is fucking genius. People are having so much fun with that stuff. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Because there's one where it's just a dude that walks in on himself, like, oh, sorry. And then there's another one where a guy, he is himself, but he's over in the corner just waiting. And then he does a little dance and then he goes back. And I'm like, that's what Kevin would do. Hold on, I'll find it.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. But anyways, while you're doing that, we can move on to some other news here. Fast 9, we are officially 378 days away, still over a year away until April 21st, 2021, when we'll be able to see Fast 9 in theaters. But you sent this one in pretty last minute, Nick.
Vin Diesel, oh God. Here. Yeah, I'm glad you caught that because this is the best. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Vin Diesel tweeting out, some of the best scripts will be written during this time. All love, always, with this fucking screenshot, dude.
What is that from?
Is it The Witch Hunter?
It must be, right?
No, I don't know.
I've never seen a Vin Diesel movie that's not Fast and Furious or Chronicles of Riddick. Like, I'll be honest with you. I think I watched Daddy Daycare for like 1 second or whatever, or the Tooth Fairy, whatever the fuck he was in.
He was a Daddy Daycare.
Daddy Daycare, yeah, or whatever.
You guys see this comment right there?
Rate my hot videos?
No, don't click on my story. Look if you don't want to masturbate.
Masturbate spaced out hella weird. Right there. Wait, that is such a funny statement. I just saw
that and it's... Woo.
That's what the title of this episode should be called. don't click on my story if you don't want to. M space capital A space capital S.
Oh, God, I love it. I fucking love it. All right. Then there's a little bit more fun Fast and Furious related news here. Hobbs and Shaw 2 is confirmed to be in development. Woo-hoo! The Rock was doing an Instagram story and was talking about how they're working on the story now. They're working on getting some things together, which excites me. Because in a perfect world, we get Fast 9, then the next year we get Hobbs and Shaw, and then the next year after that, we get Fast 10, closing it all out.
Bro, with the way Universal Studios is bleeding money out right now, we'll probably get Fast 9 and Hobbs and Shaw in the same year.
Oh my God, that'd be fucking amazing. I don't know if that's going to be possible at this point, though.
I mean, how hard is it? They don't even buy, they spent about 5 minutes writing the script. The script's been done for fucking 19 months, probably. It's just get him in the thing, get Vanessa Kirby back. Maybe bring back Idris Elba. I don't know how you do that. And we'll go for it. We'll go from there. You know?
It's going to be good. Very exciting stuff.
Man, I can't find the Zoom article. Sorry, I fucked up.
Wait, so wasn't Idris Elba's whole story is he was a soldier that had died and they brought back?
Yeah, they bring back people left and right. They brought back Han, for Christ's sake. And we saw him die in a fiery death.
We don't know. We never saw him explode. We just saw the explosion after.
No, we saw him explode.
We did not see the fire take him.
You're right. There's this thing that's been going around, a little personality quiz that I was like, this is going to be fun for us to do. You know, there's those like BuzzFeed questions of like, which office character are you or which whatever the fuck? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
This one does it for all of those tests. So you answer some questions and it tells you how closely you relate to like every franchise ever. Pretty good.
Okay, let's watch. Let's do
so
this.
Let's do it. Let's start. Do you want to do you or me first?
Let's do me, I think. Okay. Hold on. I'm sending you this also. Actually, I got to send it to Kevin, right?
No, you sent it to me.
I sent it to you.
Wait, no. You sent it to Kev.
Send it to assets or to me directly.
I sent it to you directly.
Okay.
There you go.
What is this?
Which statistical, which character personality? Wait,
are we doing this now or what is this thing you just sent me?
Well, that was just the article I was talking about with people that are fucking around at work, like Zoom backgrounds.
Okay.
With crazy-ass Zoom backgrounds.
Ready.
Do you want me to take
an assessment?
Do you want me to take you through that, Tim, or you want to do the personality assessment first?
Assessment.
I gave Kevin the Zoom background article that I was talking about.
Okay, yeah, we can look at it now.
You want to look at that right now? So let's scroll through. So this is 16 people who are not taking work from home too seriously. This is a different article, but it has the ones that I was talking about. So there's this guy, right? Press play on that guy.
I'm just going to come up with these new ideas.
And hey, ways I know him.
To really make it work.
Do you really?
So I'm working with a few people where we're
exploring. He works at GameSpot.
Like,
so we had a background of him interrupting himself. People who
might have that's great. SLR
that's great. Home. Scroll back down. Let's see. I don't know what that one is. That looks dumb. Oh, this person's hilarious. So then these people are putting themselves in, like, obviously great pictures. This guy, scroll down, put himself in just with toilet paper in the background. But number six fucking slayed me. He's like tired. Zoom backgrounds, wired. Zoom foregrounds.
It's good.
It's good for him. Penguin.
Good for him.
Fuck yeah. This guy fucking gets it. Also, shout out to his apocalypse beard. I'm trying to get that girth, man, but I can't do it.
Get that girth.
He's got that real girth to it. Keep scrolling down here. Let me see. Where's the one where the guy dances? Press play on this one. Number nine. I don't think this is it. Oh, fuck. Oh. Okay, keep going. Scroll down. Let me see if there's one more. There's one where the dude dances. This one's genius. This guy, scroll back up, Kev. Or this is what I was talking about. But scroll up to 11. Look at this guy. Fucking genius. That was his background. Checking out that ass. You know what I'm talking about, Tim?
Yeah.
And this one. This is the one I thought Kevin would do, number 12 right here.
Oh, God.
Just moving, you know? You see him?
It's horrifying.
Goes, oh, God. Yeah, he's dancing in front of guy. There he is. And then he goes back to there. Genius, guys.
Jared Petty looking ass.
This guy down here? Mm-hmm. Looks like he won the prices, right? I don't know. Is he Jared Petty or does he just look like he really hates Brie Larson?
What does that mean?
Oh, Nick. All right, let's move on from this, unless there's any other good ones.
Mm-mm. I'm sure there are. I didn't scroll this far down. I never get all the way to the end of the BuzzFeed list. Tim, yeah. I like to believe that the BuzzFeed lists never end. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It says 16 things, but I never know.
It could be like ZergNet. How many pages will it actually be?
We haven't done a Zerg in a while.
Let's do this little assessment here.
Let's begin my assessment. How do we do it? Kevin, you begin.
There we go.
What character are
go
you?
Go back, Kev. Okay. You fucked up. Down at there's a begin assessment.
Okay, hit the begin assessment.
So we need to there's the slider. So we need to decide where you fall between serious and playful.
I am probably that right there. Boom.
Yeah.
Like maybe a little right there.
Yeah.
A little more to the left. A little more to the left. Playful. There it is. Right there. There we go. Cool. 83% playful. 17% serious. That sounds about right.
I buy it.
Click next.
Are you sure you don't want to be 69% playful?
You know what? You got me. I do.
You're not
I
that
do.
Serious, though.
That's true. I'm not that serious. But I would say 31% serious, 69% playful
you guys,
is fine.
I moved it over and dropped it exactly on 69. We're leaving it there.
You're like cutting out a lot, Kev.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm still. I think I'm coming through without cutting out. But I'll stop talking.
69.
All right, moving on. There's 28 of these. So, arcane or mainstream?
Oh, fuck. Probably, I would say.
You're pretty mainstream. Like, I'd put you real far. Let's go 80-20. Because there is 20% of mainstream things that you just don't fucking like. And you just against the.
I'll say there's 20% of mainstream things I don't like. And then there's another 10% I don't get.
Yeah, that's
true. Maybe 70% mainstream would be good. I think. Can we move it over to 70?
Yeah, sure.
Let's do 75. We'll do 75.
Yeah, let's just 75. 70, 75 I think, seems a little too low.
Okay. Let's hit next, Kev. Boop, 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 boop. We just need a song. I'm going to sing now. Boop, 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 boop. Let's see. Fast or slow? That's a weird thing to say.
It is.
Fast. I walk fast. I'm a fast walker, fast talker, fast thinker.
I mean,
I would say.
I feel like he proved right there that he's a fast thinker. You know?
I would go 60-40 fast.
60-40 fast?
Yeah.
I'll take that. I'll take it. We'll take 60-40.
Just because that's weird.
Like, I've never thought of myself in terms of fast or slow, you know?
Blue collar ivory tower. You're an ivory tower ass motherfucker.
I am such an ivory tower ass
motherfucker. You fancy, you bougie. I'm gonna give
Let's go to 80% ivory. 20.
Yeah,
let's go 80-20 ivory tower. Because I have my moments of blue collar. Mm-hmm. Where I'll be like, no, I'm cleaning this myself.
Mm-hmm.
But that's very rare.
Yes.
Hey.
Angelic demonic. I, real talk, I'm going to go 90-10. 90-10 on this.
Let's go 90-10. Ooh, we're getting big. We're big. Let's go 90-10. That's good. This is fun.
Masculine, ooh, feminine.
Yeah, I'll let you figure this one out, Tim, well, because I have my feminine moments.
You do, and that's the thing that makes this difficult, because otherwise you're very masculine, though. So it's like
masculine shit.
It's not a
69.
Yeah, 69. Yeah.
Let's go 69% masculine, please, Kevin. Right there, boom.
Yeah,
boom.
That feels right.
Charming, awkward,
100% charming.
Oh, I like that. Thanks, guys.
100.
That's fun. That right there is probably like, you fucking egotistical bastard. They're gonna give you something horrible. You said
frugal or lavish. Frugal
or lavish. That's a hard one, though.
Yeah, it is. I like 82. 82 feels good for the lav.
82 for the lav.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Careful, brave. Oh, I would go 80-20 on careful.
Yeah, I'm pretty careful. I'm pretty careful. There we go. Boom. That slider is not easy to use. This slider, okay.
Traitorous.
Traitorous.
I would definitely. It's. But video games have to count. You cut out
for a second there.
High on loyal, but video games have to count. Yeah, so I would go 80-20. 80-20 loyal. I
love fucking people over in video games, especially if it's Greg or if Greg's on my side.
Or if Joey's related at all.
Or Andy. Remember that time we fucked Andy real hard in Rainbow Six Siege? We all did. We were all there. We were all. You did nothing to stop it, Tim.
Strict or what could I do? Shoot you guys?
I mean, that would have taken care of it.
And strict or lenient? I'm going to put you on the more strict side than lenient.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe. Yeah, 76. 60-40, man. I liked 76.
I feel like it's 50-50. Because, like, with certain stuff, super lenient. Other stuff, very strict. Like, work mostly stuff. Mostly
just cleanliness of the office is the only time I'm really
but
strict.
But only everything when you're in the mood to do it.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Well, I can't keep it up all the time.
Otherwise, it doesn't matter.
I can't be clean at 24/7. Daddy's got to have some fun, too.
What I'm saying is you make rules sometimes. And then
I'm going 76 strict.
Okay.
Rules are made to be broken. Rules are made to be broken.
That's the lenient part.
Exactly. I like to party, Kevin. But I like to party responsibly, ladies and gentlemen.
Luddite or technophile? You're pretty into tech, but like not.
This is probably 50-50.
Overwhelmingly.
What the fuck's a Luddite?
I think it's just like a fucking loser. You know what I mean?
It's Greg, right? Fucking Greg, stupid Luddite. Calling him that from now on.
He is a stupid Luddite. Everyone tweeted Greg Miller. Call him a stupid Luddite.
Ask him how his fucking cat is, too. Oh, that was a funny joke Nick doesn't understand. Luddite. The Luddites were a secret oath-based organization of English textile workers in the 19th century. A radical faction which destroyed textile. What is it? A person? Okay. Yeah, I'm reading the wrong thing. Kevin's like, read this thing, dumbass. The decision. Not the Wikipedia article. A person opposed to new technology or ways of working. Yeah, I'm probably 50-50 on this. Because I hated Slack for the longest time, but then
Do not like upgrading things.
I don't like upgrading things, but I like the things when I get them.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna just push you more on the techno side, just not that much. Like maybe push me over. 65.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good.
Yeah,
I mean, I do drive a 17-year-old Honda.
Like your father before you.
I drive a Honda like my father before me.
Creative or conventional? It's obviously creative.
Yeah, but this is nice too.
I like this. I like this. 81-19.
There you go. I like how you're not. You're not even. You're not. We're not.
No, man. We got to throw you off. You're not an even guy. Indulgent or sober?
Sober or indulgent?
I'm
usually pretty sober.
No, but like, think of Taco Bell.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 60-40 sober.
Yeah, I would usually Taco Bell is there, but it's only like once a month. I'll fucking shit bomb on Taco Bell. Although I drove by the other day, and it's open, and I've been thinking about you, Taco Bell. I've been thinking about you. I saw those eyes looking at me as I drove by. Those private eyes.
Private eyes.
We just cracked a fucking fresh one. Was that you, Tim?
Oh, it was me, dude. LaCroix.
Baby. Are we drinking? Oh, it's LaCroix time. I thought we were drinking some Molson.
Is Molson?
Oh, yeah, wait. Molson you ice fucking Luddite? That was the most Luddite thing I've ever heard.
Bro, it's a reference to me and Greg's amazing Last of Us stream, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we will be continuing tomorrow, starting around 2 o'clock.
Fun stuff. Refined or rugged? You're definitely more refined than rugged.
I would say so, yeah. I'm not a rugged person. I don't think of myself as rugged. Rugged's like people who can like break things with their hands. I don't do that shit.
Yeah.
Like people that rugged climb and they go on real hikes, not urban hikes.
Wait, I'm going to go 80-20.
Kevin and I used to climb, and that was the best. Kevin, we got to go climbing again when we're allowed to go back into the world.
I'm 100% down.
Kevin climbs like a fucking trained bear. Just...
Tim, would it surprise you that as I'm climbing, he's just nonstop talking about my calves?
Yeah.
They're so big. Kevin has calves like he's storing 2 footballs in the lower part of his pants.
Oh my god.
They're well defined too. I want to be modest, but like I'm gonna be honest.
I'm just jealous because I had knee surgery on my left knee and now my left calf is a little atrophied. It sucks.
Chaotic or orderly? Definitely chaotic.
100%.
But with some order to it. Like there's
I would say 70-30 chaos.
Yeah, I like that.
Because I have my moments of extraordinary togetherness.
Intellectual or physical?
I'm probably more intellectual. I wouldn't think of myself as intellectual, but I'm definitely not an athlete.
I know, but like when you're putting these two against each other,
yeah,
it's not that I'm saying you're not intellectual. I just think you are more physical.
That's fair.
So
I'll take 69.
I like this. 69 is good.
Let's go with that. Does the slider just know to default to 69 now?
Oh, submissive. Dominant or submissive?
Nasty. Well, it depends on what we're talking about. But mostly, if we're talking as sexual.
Overall. No, just daddy overall.
Oh, okay.
What does daddy want to get?
Yeah, what does daddy want to get?
That, you know what? Just a good night's sleep is what daddy was going to say before we said overall. That's what we're going to say.
Overall.
Yeah, sure.
I would say 65.
65 dominant. Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Cheery or sorrowful? Definitely cheery.
I'm definitely pretty cheery.
Like 80. 90.
90. Yeah.
91. I like 91.
I enjoy being happy.
Ludicrous or sensible? I'm going to go 91 ludicrous.
Luda.
Normal or weird? Oh, you're weird. You're fucking weird. But like, you're not
weird.
Really weird, though.
I would say I'm mainstream weird, where I'm accessible weird.
Yeah.
I have a weirdness to me.
I'd go higher than that, though. Like, 80? Yeah, 75 is good. 80. 75 is good.
75.
Playing the
field. Okay. This is fun.
Wise or foolish? You're both.
Just 50-50.
This is 50-50, I really think.
This is a 50-50. I have my moments of both, of silliness, of just sheer foolishness.
Tense or relaxed? You're tense.
Yeah, I'm pretty tense.
Oh, no. Luddite. Luddite.
Thank you for that. Fucking okay. Greg Miller's bitch ass.
Somebody in the chat was like, please correct the way they're saying Luddite. Apparently it's Luddite.
What were we saying? Luddite? Well, we like to say Luddite because Luda.
Luda. Tense or relaxed? I'm going to say you're way more tense than relaxed. 80% but
tense.
80, yeah, 80 sounds right.
Yeah. I'm usually not very relaxed.
Modest or flamboyant? You're definitely flamboyant. I'm going to go. Yeah. 92. 92 is good.
92 flamboyant. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Ferocious or pacifist? Ferocious. Yeah. Like ferocious. 95, I would say.
Damn. This is an interesting. This is more interesting to see how what you guys think of me. This is like shit I got to work on in therapy.
Artistic or scientific? Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely artistic. Remember how I was like, no, the moon.
And I mean,
like, nothing would happen.
I would go. I don't think I'd even go 100%.
Artistic?
Yeah.
Sure. Trust. I do like science, though. I do like science. Like, I will watch a PBS documentary about Pluto.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
Trusting or suspicious?
Like, this is how much I learned about science the other day, Kevin. They said water ice. And I was like, what? Other things can be ice?
But. No.
Water ice.
Water ice.
Ice is the solid state of
they water. They kept saying water ice, and I was like, can other things be ice? What I'm
like metal, when it could be liquid, but it doesn't become ice, it becomes solid.
What about 7-Up?
What about hydrogen?
It's solid hydrogen.
They call it hydrogen ice.
Do they really?
No, I don't know. But they just kept saying water ice. And I was like, is there something else? I was like, I just didn't know why they kept prefacing water ice.
Is that making sense, Nick?
No. That's why I was confused when I started watching this thing. I was like, why do they keep saying water ice? I don't understand. Yeah, I was like, what's in my cup if it's not water ice?
There's different types of ice, as in dry ice, or I think dirty?
No. They don't need to make them. They were talking about ice, like ice on Pluto. They were like, it's got to be water ice. And I was like, what the fuck? What else would it be? Chat, let me know.
Okay.
Where are we at? Trusting suspicious.
Trusting suspicious. Yeah. 66 sounds about right. This seems right.
Yeah.
And the last one, side of caution. Spiritual or skeptical?
Oh, 100% skeptical.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't fucking think. I'm not spiritual, bruh.
All right, let's just get results immediately.
Do you do optimal surfing? What the fuck? Like this is a real scientific... No, give me the results immediately. Why do I need to wait 3 or 5 minutes for this? Okay. Oh, yes. Jackie from fucking That 70s Show?
Yeah, that's your biggest match is 82%. You can scroll down.
I'll take it.
Scroll a little more, Kev. You can hit that show. Full match list show. Yeah.
Okay.
So you can see.
Go up there, Kev.
Yeah.
Samantha Jones from Sex and the City. Fuck yeah. Yes. Definitely Samantha. Let's put it this way. If you gave me a choice of who to be on Sex and the City and I couldn't be Mr. Big, I would be Samantha. I might pick Samantha above Mr. Big. Mercutio? Okay,
yeah, dude.
Doesn't he die in the first, 5 minutes?
He might be the reason why the whole thing happens. Fuck you, Rita Skeeter. I'm not Rita Skeeter from Harry Potter. That's bullshit. Quark from Star Trek Deep Space Nine. This thing can suck my dick. That's what.
Oh my god. I love it though. The first two are great. First three. Are
Regina George from Mean Girls. That's pretty awesome. Loki. I got Loki number 10, rounding out the top 10. Loki 78%.
There we go.
Okay, I'll take it. Are we doing you next, Tim?
I don't. Do you want to? Do you guys think we should, or should we move on to?
I think we do you real quick, and then we can move on to the ad if you want.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I think this is fun.
Yeah,
it's more fun just to see what y'all think about each other.
Let's do it. Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Let's try to go fast, though, for this one.
All right, let's go fast. Okay, you're just like playful, serious. You're probably, I would say 75% playful.
Yeah, I agree.
75% on this. Nope. Yeah. Nope, you went the wrong way.
The other way.
You went 75% serious.
Restart.
Restart, Luda. What the fuck? Okay, Angel. You're probably 84% demonic.
You think?
As opposed to Angelic.
I think I'm more on the angelic side.
No, fuck that, you demonic piece of shit.
No, that's...
You're a schemer.
I know you better than
me. All right, let's do this. We'll do maybe 60% demonic, 40% angelic.
Sure.
Go with that. I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean
I get it.
You like to fuck, man.
Normally weird.
You're pretty weird, but not that weird. I'd say 65%.
Yeah, 65.
Like you're the kind of weird that would legitimately wear an Xbox parka
all the way,
flamboyant or modest. Oh, he's 100%
all the way. Actually, no, because I'm scared of going all the way. So 90,
99.
I wish I could go further.
There you go. 90's fine. Next one. Mainstream, you're super mainstream. 100% mainstream.
I don't think it's not 100%. I like a lot of underground ass shit.
Yeah, but that's cool in mainstream.
No. Nope.
It's cool. It's cool to like underground shit.
But he likes Transformers. But it's not cool to like Transformers.
I'll go 90. I'll go 90.
Hold on. All the Transformers comics. I'm not misspeaking. All of them, right?
Yeah, but that's just so he can have more. When we start talking about mainstream stuff, he can act like he has more knowledge than everyone.
Creative or conventional?
You're pretty creative. I'd say 75 sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah,
because I follow the rules.
You're probably 100% artistic.
Yeah,
let's do that. Blue collar ivory tower. Yeah, you guys have your bougie ass bitch.
I'm a fancy bitch.
Look at your, as you fucking stream from your fucking theater room. I'm in a goddamn coat closet. You're in a theater room.
And I'm the one that's ivory. Careful. I'm pretty.
No, he's way more brave than that.
Yeah, that's my thing. I would err on the careful side. Let's 60-40 is good.
You guys told me a story of picking up a screen one time, and I was like, that's crazy brave. Let's just put it that way. Use a slider to indicate where you fall. I mean, he's not rugged in any way, shape, or the imagination. I would say probably refines.
I'm pretty refined.
Yeah, pretty 100%.
Maybe, but whatever. It's okay.
It's done. We're done.
I was going to say, I don't always do my hair.
That's
lenient.
I'm pretty lenient. 79 sounds right.
Yeah, 79 is good.
Yeah, sounds good. Spiritual or skeptical? I don't know. Yeah, skeptical.
All the way.
100%. Sorrowful, cheery. You're pretty cheery.
100% cheery.
Yeah.
Are you really, though? 100%?
I would say 90.
Oh, over sorrowful?
He has some moments.
You have a lot of moments. Nick, think about in the office, how often is he just sitting there and you're like,
that's
Tim,
not
Tim,
sorrowful,
Tim,
though. That's just annoyed. He's annoyed.
No,
by
no. And then you tell him, he looks over and he's just like, I fucking hate you.
But see, that's not
annoyed, that's not though. Yeah. Sorrowful is like he right, shows remorse or is just like bummed out. Let's do a 90% cheerful. How about that? There you go. Cool. Next. Dominant, submissive. You're pretty dominant. No, but then you're submissive to Gia.
Very
submissive. Am I really, though?
Yeah, because she just goes, Tim, we're doing this. You go,
his only strategy is to fart things away.
But she does it the same thing, too. You know, like it works.
I would
both
say 50-50.
I'm okay with 50-50.
I would say 70% dominant. No, 60% dominant.
Here's my thing. I feel like this to me is like I'm good at communicating. So that works both ways. So it's like I am both.
Yeah, but that would be like 50-50.
Right in the middle.
All right, 50-50. I don't know. Let's go to the next one. Intellectual, physical? 100%.
Intellectual, yeah. Yeah.
Fast or slow? I'd say.
No, here's the thing. I'm not slow, though.
I'd say right in the middle, 50-50. You have a good pace, a moderate pace.
Yeah.
There you go. Tense or relaxed? You're like pretty relaxed.
Really? Kevin, what?
You think he's 100% tense?
If any time around him, he's always tense. Yes, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. You know what I mean?
You're around anyone, they're tense.
Yeah, I know. I would say 80-20 on the relaxed.
On the relaxed side, I think Tim's pretty chill.
Compared
to me, Tim's a fucking Zen gallery.
80-20, there you go.
Zen gallery? Wait, is it a Zen gallery?
I meant a Zen garden is what I meant. But gallery came out. You know, to be honest, it's a fun place to go.
Zen
galleries. The Z galleries, yeah.
Oh, man. It's good. Is that what it stands
for? You know what else I like? Design within reach. I like a good design within reach.
I don't know what that is.
It's a very, very, very expensive place.
Really cool.
You go, this is not within reach. Last time I looked to buy a desk, it was $1,000. I was like, no, I'm going to Crate and Barrel too.
Really cool desk, though.
CB2. It was lacquered. It was a red painted lacquered desk. It was dope. Ludicrous or sensible? I would say Tim is 80% ludicrous.
I'll take it.
Yeah, as he sits in his theater room. Again.
Playful or serious?
You're 50-50.
I'm 50-50 on that, yeah.
Yeah. Because you have your moments where I'm like, Tim, play with me and Kevin, and you're like, no.
Yeah.
Masculine, feminine?
I'm going to be more masculine. I'm not. I would say more feminine, but I don't think like by much, but maybe. So
51-49.
I'll go 60-40.
60-40 feminine?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got that touch. You got the touch. Trusting or suspicious? You're pretty trusting.
I'm pretty trusting, yeah.
72. That sounds right.
Sure.
You're
100%. Yeah.
Luddite.
I'm not a fucking Luddite.
Everyone again, tweet at Greg. Tell me he's a dirty fucking Luddite, but spell it L-O-U space dite.
You cowards. You
fucking cowards. He hates us so much. Greg's going to just fucking punch me in the face one day, and I'm going to be like, I deserve that. You're pretty loyal.
I'd go high on the loyal, but like I don't fuck around with bullshit, though. So it's like, I will cut you out.
I'd say 90. 93.
I'll take 90.
I feel like that means 100%.
No, because he will...
Yeah, that's but like that doesn't make you treacherous. Loyalty. That just
if you fuck with
loyalty.
Me, you get cut out. I'd say 100% loyal.
I'm all about that.
I go 90. I like 93.
Let's go 93 is fine. 93 is good. Next, frugal, lavish. Yeah.
But here's the
thing. How many pairs of Jordans do we have? How many pairs of Jordans?
But how many of them did he pay full price for?
Okay. Oh, you know what okay. I mean? That's the thing is, I am lavish, but I'm also frugal.
You got like a deal. Great Hue lights, but I know for a fact that you find every deal.
Yeah, that's true.
7% sounds right. You are all about that honey. Yeah. They're not sponsoring us today, honey.
But get it. Oh, yeah. That's a good point. That's a good point. I mean, hey, Kevin, you won me over to the fact that I example of me being 50-50.
Wait, what? You cut out there.
50-50. He said 50-50.
I would say that you won me over. That I think this one, I'm 50-50 because I am hella lavish, but I'm hella frugal with those decisions.
It's true. Yeah, yeah. Like, you really, 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 really wanted that blue Prius, but you got a good deal.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
next. About a Prius as an example of being lavish. Wise or foolish?
Well, you wanted that blue Prius.
You wanted, like, the dope blue, like, souped up Prius. That is perfectly
okay, it's true.
Wise or foolish? I'd say you're pretty wise.
Yeah, I'd go wise over foolish.
Yeah.
Okay. 87.
Go 87. That sounds right. Next one. Orderly, chaotic. I'd say 70% orderly. Maybe 50.
Yeah. I'll take 70. I think 70.
You're pretty together. Yeah. You could be a little bit more orderly, but whatever. Then you'd be boring. Pacifist, you're 100% pacifist.
Yeah, I'm pacifist.
You don't like that. Yeah. Indulgent, sober.
I feel 50-50. Like, oh no, I'd go 100% indulgent.
You think so? Okay.
I'm back at 100%.
Damn. Next, last one here. Charming or awkward? Oh, you're charming.
Yeah, but not 100%.
I'd say 90% charming. You're never awkward, though. You're never awkward, 100%.
Okay. I guess
I've never once seen you have an awkward moment with someone.
Yeah.
I'm like, Greg, that fucking Luddite.
Hey, Greg, what kind of hard drive do you need? What the hard drive?
No immediate results. What do I have all the time in the world right now because we're quarantined because of coronavirus? Jesus Christ.
I really want to see what the optional survey is.
Any free time, right, guys? You can go back.
Let's get results. Get results. What?
Least size.
What? Who the fuck is that guy from? No, what?
I don't
know. Why is that guy even a character in this? He's the guy that ran the tech room in season one of Westworld. That's weird. You're not that guy. That's weird. This test sucks.
I want the
hit show. Let's see. Salvatore Romano from Mad Men. What? I don't know any of these.
Dude, Tom Haverford, though. Fucking wait,
is that Aziz?
Yeah.
Wait, click on it. It's. This makes me so happy.
Yeah, okay, there you go. That's it right there. You are fucking Aziz from Parks and Rec.
I want to be so bad.
John Hammond.
You are him.
That's John Hammond
from Jurassic Park. That's pretty awesome.
Fucking Damien from Mean Girls.
Spared no expense.
Your jewels are super bad.
Oh, you would be Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City. I respect that. I respect Carrie. After watching 5 seasons of her really picking the wrong man every single time, I respect her.
Yeah. So there we go. Cool.
All right.
Oh, Marjorie Tyrell from Game of Thrones. Fuck yeah.
That's so hot.
Why is Game of Thrones on here twice?
There's just all the characters.
Yeah, you're right.
He's two characters from Crazy Rich Asians.
Three.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Luddite.
You got
Luddite.
Kevin. Before we move on, let me tell you guys about our sponsor, Manscaped. If you're listening to this podcast stuck inside your house with your significant other, I want you to pay close attention. Manscaped, our sponsor today, can help you out and help you make the most of your time together. Manscaped promotes clean hygiene. When it comes to shaving your balls, it's time to quarantine, manscape, and chill. Manscaped is the only men's brand dedicated to below-the-waist grooming and hygiene. You're probably spending more time than ever with your significant other right now. Let me tell you, if you don't keep it clean down there, your partner will notice. We've all been in bad situations where we've nicked or snagged our nuts. It hurts. You don't forget about it. But Manscaped's here to make sure that that doesn't happen ever again with the third generation trimmer here. And also, they got the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why not put it on your balls? This is the perfect package for your perfect package.
I love it.
They're so good. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code MORNING at manscaped.com. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code MORNING at manscaped.com. Remember, use the code MORNING. Most people are loading up on toilet paper, but you could be loading up on Manscaped products to keep your relationship working out during this quarantine. You, your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code MORNING at manscaped.com. Kev,
I'm just saying, where does Vin Diesel get off making any other movies that's not Fast and Furious or Chronicles of Riddick? Where do you get off in?
I don't know, man. He's just trying, dude.
I have an understanding of where I sit in this company and in this world, and it's not high up. So then just have some self-respect is all I'm saying. You know, just understand where you are in the place in the world. You're not fucking Daniel Day-Lewis. You're trying to get in a fucking cave with a beard, okay? You're trying to fucking paint left foot. You're not Daniel Day-Lewis, okay? You're not Leonardo DiCaprio. Just put on the stupid goggles, keep shaving the head, just shoot the steroids into your crotch, and let's go, baby. Chronicles of Riddick 2.
Kev, I want to jump all the way to the Cool Greg effect.
If you're ready. One of these days we'll have a little transition for this. When Cameron Kennedy gets off his ass and makes his one of those Cool Greg effect.
Just for a second, remember, we had somebody who used to make cool intros for us that you bullied into not wanting to do that anymore. You know what I mean? Do you remember that? Because we had a Cool Greg effect that you didn't make.
Some critical feedback, okay? And that's all I offered was feedback.
No,
and people don't like the way I offered.
It's bullying. Tim, back me up here. It's bullying, right?
I mean, it's not good. I'll tell you that. There are better ways. Get off your ass. Better ways to
get off your ass.
Cool. All right. So we need the Cool Greg effect right now.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
No, I understand. I'm like reiterating for everyone that's watching so they understand what's happening right now.
Are you guys doing the spoiler cast later today for Final Fantasy?
Maybe.
Maybe, we don't know.
What happened to Twitter? Weren't you at one here? Let me switch over. Weren't you able to click on these and it would take over the whole page?
You went away.
It used to pop it out, but now I guess it just drops down and shows the thread. Interesting.
It sucks.
I always felt like the pop out was a waste of energy. Just show me the thread. Why do I need to pop out?
Yeah, I know, but in a show where we do this, where someone is just reading one tweet. Anyways,
how bad is it to the point where someone replied with Devo?
How bad is what?
The when I like make the Twitter image terrible big, to me. It looks terrible.
Yeah. I'm sure it looks better on Tim's on Kevin's side.
Yeah.
Does it, Kev? Okay,
you look,
cool.
You look terrible. Just a heads up on our stream, Tim.
Interesting.
How do I look, Kevin?
You look great, Nick.
Thanks, Kevin.
I wonder why.
You look great.
I don't think we can control these things.
Yeah, I think it's Discord. Discord. I'm just going to blame everything on Discord. I'm going to blame coronavirus on Discord.
Because it's not my internet, man. My internet is fucking beefcakes right now.
Hollywood does a lot of dope shit with their movie magic.
Because the server is slow as shit. 2 hours to upload this thing.
Ridiculous. Interesting.
I want you to read this tweet to me, though, because I fucking love Greg. I need him. I need him right now.
Okay, so you ready for this? The Cool Greg effect, ladies and gentlemen. Cool Greg tweets out, Hollywood does a lot of dope shit with their movie magic, but why does every bully look softer than the kid being bullied? Shit, always hard to believe you would be scared of those bozos. Then he replies, there was a bully at my middle school named Dan. Hollywood needs Dan. He was scary. I love that. I love it so much.
I respect that people also are replying to this thread with like people like Debo from fucking Friday, who was the most terrifying human being ever.
And honestly, like Cool Greg used to call Dan
Debo
this guy. Like he related as like Dan was a real person and he was fucking.
Was Dan terrifying?
Yeah. Okay. I just got a text from Andy. He beat the game. So
everybody give Andy a round of applause and tweet at Greg. He's a stupid Luddite.
Luddite.
Now spell it L A space dite. D-I-T.
Okay.
Luddite.
Luddite.
Bring this up, please. So Stephen King tweets this thing that says, if you think artists are useless, try to spend your quarantine without music, books, poems, movies, and paintings. So Cool Greg replies, poems, LOL, WTF.
What the fuck?
Which is so fucking funny, right? He proceeds to get a shit ton of shit from a ton of
Stephen King fans,
home enthusiasts, right?
Oh Christ! And you people fucking are like,
people are like, you know that hip hop is poetry, right? Like blah blah blah. No. And Cool Greg replies, he's like, yeah, but dude, like they already said music.
That's true. That's true.
And the thing is, like, what the fuck, man? So then, Kev, can you bring up the next one?
So funny, so funny. Your brother has a logic that just it at first sounds crazy, but then immediately sounds like afterwards sounds genius.
So he tweets, I woke up to hella poets trying to beef with me. What the fuck? And dude, he was in real life. He was talking to me about this. And he's just like, dude, I went to sleep. I put a tweet out. Like nothing was really happening. I woke up and there's just hella motherfuckers talking shit. And I don't even understand what a lot of them are saying.
No.
Because it's on poems.
It's so fucking funny, dude. We got these dudes. Poets, who do they ever move? And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. GFYS, kind of cool, a-hole fool.
Who the fuck is this? Here's what I want to tweet at. Thief Us and Fluff Head, or whatever the fuck this is. Call him a goddamn Luddite.
Kevin. No, don't. Yeah, fuck, don't do that.
Fuck
don't.
This guy.
Not but, attack people with, you know.
Luddite.
But Kevin, what Kevin, is going, GFYS click, mean?
I don't know. But click into to on to Cool Greg's tweet here. That where this says, I woke up to Hella.
This is scroll so now. Funny. This is so fucking hilarious. Don't
so remember, so now Cool Greg has the poets and the Ash beefing with him. But dude, look at Matt Batson's tweet. LMAO, the dude's coming at you with the Star Spangled Banner.
Like, are you just sitting at home reading the Star Spangled? By the way, Star Spangled Banner, a song, not a fucking poem. It's a song, right?
Oh my
fucking. Sing it. We don't recite it. God. Cool Greg's 100% right. First off, if you're in quarantine and your go-to is poems, you're fucking weird. You're a weird human being. I don't want to know.
Each their own. Let them have their fucking weird shit.
Him, we're calling a fucking spade on this, okay? Most normal people are watching movies, listening to music, or going for walks. If you get out your book of fucking poetry, you're a strange human
Hold
being.
Hold on, Kev.
I don't want to know you.
I need you to go back to Cool Greg's Twitter because we're not done.
Hilarious.
Go to his actual Twitter. Scroll down. Scroll down.
Also, why would you pick a fight with a guy that looks like that?
More. What the fuck happened to that guy? More.
Cool Greg's the best.
More.
He's the best.
A little more where he's retweeting a couple of things. Keep going.
The fuck was that video? Go back up. What was that video?
No, don't look at it. Just keep going. more. There we go. Cool Greg's just retweeting some responses. It's one thing to be stupid, not very cool, Greg, but it takes a special kind of stupid to be proud of it.
Oh, my God.
Dude guy says, you. Wow, you're so cool because you look down on poems as an art form. I bet you're just knee-deep in pussy 24-7, playa.
I mean, first off, if Cool Greg wanted to get knee-deep in pussy, he 100% probably could more than you, Doom Guy at Johnny, whatever the fuck your name is. I don't understand why people don't understand an obvious joke. Like, Cool Greg, oh, go fuck yourself is what GF. Like, you say go fuck yourself. Why you gotta be above it, poetry people? You're not above saying telling someone to go fuck themselves.
I love how much you're on Cool Greg's side with.
Because it's a silly thing he said, and people take it seriously. And this is the problem with Twitter. Like, who fucking cares? This is what you're spending your time with? There's a fucking global pandemic. We have 400,000 cases of this thing that might fucking kill people. And you're worried that that one dude with a fucking cash tag in his Twitter profile fucking is making fun of poetry? You're so insecure that you can't fucking deal with the fact that someone criticized a poet, like you reading poetry? Go fuck yourself.
But also, fuck poems, right?
I mean, fuck. I don't know. I'll take out a book of Baldwin every once in a while. I'll read some fucking W. Shakespeare every once in a while and just jack off to it.
I guarantee. I would bet money you haven't read a poem in years.
No, but the other day I thought about watching the Leonardo DiCaprio, Claire Danes, Romeo and Juliet.
And hell instead, you watched porn.
No, I watched Back to the Future, which is a fucking legitimately good way to spend your time.
Oh my God. All right. Let's talk about more good ways to spend our time.
This is the best. Patreon. Thank you for this.
/ kind of funny.
What is that video of the
video? Don't worry, guys.
I want to know what it is.
But you can go to kindoffunny.com. No, you can't. Patreon.com/ kind of funny.
What is it?
But whatever.
All right, don't do it. This is someone actually committing
a
crime.
Go to patreon.com.
I'm not doing it. I was just letting you watch it quietly while Tim did his thing.
This fucking show. Patreon.com/kindoffunny. You can send fun clips. You understand how this works. Oh my God. Cool. Barrett sent in some fun clips. Kev, let's watch them. Luddite.
I mean, now I'm 100% against poetry people.
No, sorry. I'm pulling up the fun clips. Give me a second.
Cool.
I couldn't be more against poetry people in my life. I was, you know what's funny, Tim? Thanks for asking. Mm-hmm. I've been on the edge of hating poetry people for a long time. And I think this was just the final straw that pushed
this is
the edge. Yeah. I'm being 100% honest. I'm just, and I know this is an uncool thing to say and probably going to get me a lot of political hate. But I am an anti-poetry guy.
Damn, yeah, didn't even know it.
I'm anti-poetry.
Dude, I'm so happy you finally joining us.
How great is it, though, that Cool Greg woke up with beef with poets?
I mean, it's
so first off. Wait, so why does he have beef with astronauts?
I don't know, man.
Because I thought you had the beef with the astronauts.
I did, and then he had his own separate beef. Gettysburg's just have space beef, dude.
First off, I do want to go back though and mention that I'm a huge Stephen King fan, and that that tweet was amazing and actually very, very brilliant of him to put out.
Wasn't amazing. I feel like
That's one true.
1/5 of the stuff was unnecessary.
The poetry stuff?
Yeah.
I think he's just, Stephen King doesn't want to piss people off. He's probably just throwing that in there to throw those idiot poetry people a bone.
God fucking damn. Let's bring up some fun clips.
It's amazing that I don't get in more trouble. I mean, I wouldn't know it. I don't read Twitter, but whatever.
All right. So let's fucking look at this shit. We got Nick Singh, 41, sending this in. Cat juked the dog so hard, even Romo and Nance lost their minds.
Coming up the middle, free safety. Gotta get it go.
Steps up. Shake and bake.
Jumps over the defense.
Oh, that was amazing.
Dude.
Shake and bake. Oh, Logan. No way.
Dude, if you're a dog and you this see is that, a you fun just gotta clip. Give up. You gotta this, give up.
Good job. Good job, Nick Singh 41.
That was great, Nick. Thank you.
This comes from Ignacio Rojas. Something's happening to the cat.
Now's the time we take a stand against poetry. What's it doing? See, if I saw a cat, oh no.
Oh no.
Cats are the worst. I fucking hate them.
What the fuck?
Cats are the poems of the animal world.
100%. I feel like that cat was trying to get ready to attack.
I think it had to itch. Didn't it have an itch in its ear or something?
When they get the back of their hair, the middle of their body, the mm-hmm. hair goes up like that. It's because they're getting all worked up to kind of attack you. And then
I love how much you know about cats.
I know.
I've had way too many of them.
Fendi sends in this next one here.
That was so funny. That was fucking hilarious. Oh, no. Oh, this is good. This is starting off great.
Oh! No. Dude. the fear in his eyes.
That was cut. That was cut perfectly. This was
wow. Perfect.
I'm gonna send this to my wife. What is it? I don't even know. I'm taking a picture. Hold on.
Oh man. All right. Pedro Venegas sends in this next one.
That was so good. Thank you for that.
So my sister put too much pepper on her egg and thought a vacuum would solve the problem.
Oh, this is great. See, this is a. I mean, it's just going to suck the egg up, right? Yep, there it is. Well, it did solve the problem.
It's like now, why don't you go and, so now, fast.
Now, why don't you light a candle and go read a fucking poem, you weirdo?
Go hang out with your cat.
Go hang out with your cat, you fucking poem person.
All right. Movies for life. Poem person. Not even poet, just a poem person.
Yeah, well, I hope you know I'm teasing, right? If you like poetry, you can like poetry. I'm just fucking around.
Oh, my God. All right, Ryland Prince sends this in.
I don't want that poem hate.
Got a new puppy. Here's how the cat is coping.
Just to be clear, I am not teasing. Screw you, poets.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
That's terrifying.
Ryland Prince also sends in this next one.
That's terrifying.
Today I put in a simple request regarding the door to the garden. Out of sheer spite, the authorities refused to hold the door open long enough for me to decide whether to go outside or inside or outside. Today I put in a.
This is genius. If this guy is, does this guy do these more? Because I might follow someone on TikTok for once. Nope, just one. That's
I love it. I love
that's
it.
That's genius.
All right, this next one's from Jeff Phillips, and it says, wait for it.
Okay. I love these.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Is there another one? Oh, I thought there was a different one. That was genius.
That was great. That was
genius. Wow. Could have been a little shorter though, Big Cat.
Yeah.
Could have been
a little shorter. It was good though. It was good. Party McFly sends in this next one. Oh, that's cute. You're barking at me.
Oh God, this dog's gonna jump over this fence and kill this person. Oh, and I support the person.
That's
a big dog.
Oh,
that's a big dog.
Oh no,
is that a
dude. Pit bull?
What is it?
Wait, let's watch that again.
That's a big pug. Oh no, it's like a corgi. What the hell is it? That was
that's so a big dog. That's like a pit bull.
That looks like a pit bull, right? At first, looking like a corgi.
All right, go to Jacob Meyer since in the next one.
That was great. Oh, I love this already.
No, it's not time. You just ate.
Oh.
No, it's not time. You just ate.
Oh. That's cute. Alec Bobko sends in the next one.
Oh, God. This dog's going to spike this thing, isn't he? Shut the front door. They taught him how to play volleyball.
Oh my God.
Shut up.
Dude.
Fuck. Okay, so people go, are dogs better than cats? Can a cat play fucking volleyball? Teach your cat how to play volleyball. Teach your cat how to play volleyball and win, and I'll tell you your cat's better than a dog, okay? I mean, with a real volleyball, not some stupid tennis ball you painted to look like a volleyball, fucking Cameron Kennedy.
Brandon H tweets this one out or sends us
this
one.
I do it. I don't know why I do it, then.
I don't either.
I love you, Cam. I'm just joking around. I'm just teasing.
Oh, yes! Oh!
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm sorry.
That shark, you got to let that shark go. That's it.
Because it was like, oh.
Was there a different one?
I don't know. Like, there's a whole bunch of them. And it was just this
one. Oh, let's watch that one.
Which one?
With this one. This one right here was as good? Okay. I can't tell. I can't tell.
I can't tell.
Could it have been this first one?
No, that was funny. That was funny. Oh, I get it. So they just put this thing after every time someone's done something dumb and they died.
Oh.
Look at this. Watch this. Ready?
Just, oh.
Oh, my God.
Got it. Got it. Got it.
So
got
dangerous.
It. All right. Let's move on to Trey Zinks.
I don't like. Sorry.
Now for a new daily feature of Fox 8 News in the morning. We're just trying to cheer you up a bit. What day is it? Todd Meany. Todd Meany. Todd Meany.
What day is it? This is what these people are reporting on now? The date?
Wednesday.
That was worth it. That was worth it.
Holy shit.
That was someone who hates their job and is like, I got a great idea. And then they pitched it to a bunch of other people that hate their jobs. And they were like, yeah, we're doing this. We're going to have fun. And this poor woman was just not in on it.
Andrew Feisner sends this one in. How it should happen versus how it happened.
Can I yell at you?
This is genius. I'm doing this to my wife.
His fucking feet, like, give it away.
But you wouldn't notice. Because feet look the same both ways.
Oh!
Oh.
Wait.
No. I feel like she didn't know, and she just wanted to hit him in the butt. And that's great. Good on you. I'm no longer doing this to my wife, because that's what she would do.
Oh my God, that was gold.
She got both of them.
That was fucking gold. Good job, Andrew Feisner, bringing us the hits. You too can bring the hits by going to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Thank you all. This has been Internet Explorers. We will see you again in 2 weeks with this show. Next week, we got KFAF. Very exciting stuff. Remember, Transformers in Review starts this Friday, so get hyped about that. Until further review, we'll see you later.
Poems suck.